This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, going to air. Cue the host. Hey, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here we go. I feel like I just got dosed on coffee. Why? Because Super Don, Steve the Thorough, is just thoroughly blowing us away with all of his cartoon imagery memes of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I have to open with this now. He did a meme recently. We just blasted one out, which is like a basic one where he's using quotes of mine about bringing the power to yield back to you. You can see it on the social networks and Twitter and all of that. But the one we haven't shared yet ended up being the inadvertent opening to my lecture at the Truth About Cancer, the Ultimate Live Symposium, where I looked up at your picture, Super Don. Do you remember this, right? You weren't watching it the first time.
Yeah, I didn't see it when it was live. I caught it on the replay.
Yeah.
And it was funny because you were like, hey, you know, I wish you were here. You know, I even talked about you in my presentation. I was like, right. that's so cool.
Make you feel bad for not being there.
That's right. So I tuned into the replay because I was like, hey, I want to hear where Robert talks about me.
Mm-hmm.
And you did talk about me.
Right.
I mean,
like
you didn't lie.
The first lie. I didn't plan it, and it just came up that way.
Yeah.
And I looked at your picture, and you know, I was just talking about the fun we have, and I talked about the fun with Ty Bollinger and all that stuff. And then I said, my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, we call him, he loves coffee. He loves coffee a lot. And the running gag on the show, if you're familiar, is that he's putting it in the wrong end. He drinks it. And that was it. That was the opening. I was like,
and the crowd went wild. It was just, yeah.
And the funny awesome thing is, I had no plan to say that at all. I no memory of just like, oh, and they're Super Don. And then that came out. I was like, okay.
Well, but that's because, you know, in all the years that we've been doing this, and all the years that I've been the butt of your enema jokes, it just comes naturally, right? Just rolls right off the tongue.
As a coffee enema should be natural.
Yes.
But, of course,
yes.
People say, oh, it's not natural. You have to, oh, okay, all right. Drinking coffee, boiling water, none of that's natural, right?
This is a great meme that he put together, and it's funny. It wasn't until the second time I looked at it that in the background, image of this meme is coffee beans, or at least I hope it's coffee
beans. I hope they're coffee beans. It's brown.
It's brown, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Steve the Thorough, what have you done? Okay, are you going to blast that meme out to the world?
Just did. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out. It's on Facebook and Twitter right now.
Speaking of seeing things, have you seen the Robert Scott Bell Show website today?
You know what? I did. It's funny because our assistant producer, Millennial Morgan, has been working hard on this.
Yeah.
And I just happened to go to the website because I was looking up some stuff, and bam, I was just like, whoa, what website is this?
Really?
Yeah.
Way to go, Captain Morgan.
No warning at all. She just...
We take back all of those millennial jokes. Until next time.
Until next time.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I had one today.
You had a millennial joke at the
ready? Yesterday was Monday, and we said, why don't we call this Millennial Monday?
Right? That's
because
right.
She was on. And I was thinking, you know, if she were on today would have to be Typo Tuesday.
Typo Tuesday. I like it. Oh, but we can't do that now that she's redone the website. It looks beautiful.
That's true. That's true.
You guys check it out. Go to robertscottbell.com. Maybe you're already there listening to the show live. That's cool. We're here on GCN 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and we look better than ever. And Steve the Thorough, thank you for not making me look like the total cartoon character that I am, even though you've cartooned me. That's great. We love that, too. Today on the show, we got Tara Mann from Cancer Crackdown. Going to tell you some stories about why and how. Why it's important to have a community of support when you decide to go a different way for cancer and or to remediate or remove cancer from you, eliminate it, and how you do it. So Tara Mann's coming up a little later. Very excited about that. And we're going to start with some homeopathy. How's that? The homeopathic humble host with a bad attitude is actually going to talk about homeopathy today. Can you imagine? I never do that. I think that every time I talk homeopathy, I'm going to lose like half of my audience. It's like, I know you're a homeopath, Robert, but please, please don't tell us any more Latin-named remedies. We just drone out. We can't follow you. The Latin's just too much. Until we love it when Super Don goes all Harry Potter on you, then we're laughing again and we're back in the show. So be careful when you do homeopathy.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's not 100% accurate because at some point today, I can't remember where in the show we're going to be doing this, we actually have a question of the day having to do with, guess what?
You know what? It's coming up momentarily.
There we go.
We got to get there. We got to get, by the way, the one show that was the most boring show I ever did, according to my wife, was a show I did like 2 hours on homeopathy. Maybe three. So maybe I'm sensitive about that.
So you need a safe space now.
I need my safe space now with some gelsenium. All right, here's the opening story. Over-the-counter homeopathic drugs established FTC. Federal Trade Commission proof standards apply. All right, this is a question that, you know, what hath government wrought, right? We've got the Federal Trade Commission. They are the ones with teeth, right? It's one thing to get a letter from the FDA. Right? It could be a little bit of shakedown, but man, it ain't nothing compared to a letter from the FTC. Because when the FTC comes a calling, they're going to take you for everything you got. And what they're going to say is, you have no proof of the claims, therefore you're making false claims, we're going to fine you, you're going to apologize, you're going to send the product or the money back, refund everybody who's ever bought a product from you. And it's one of the reasons why I don't sell products. Because you know they'd be targeting RSV. Yeah, FTC, look out for RSB because you know he doesn't ask for permission, and we're all about demanding that you have permission from us to be able to do anything, to say anything in violation of your rights to free speech that come not from the government, you FTC dunderheads, but come from a far higher place. Check out the story linked up in the show notes. You'll be splashed wonderful when you see robertscottbell.com today. And they're just really upset because consumers are finding a lot of homeopathy out there, and it dates back to the 1790s. That's a long time, right? Modern medicine doesn't date back that far with their drugs, their synthetic petrochemical drugs. But this last year they had a workshop, the FTC convened to explore the issue of how dare they make any claims for homeopathic drug products. Because there's no evidence, right? They don't have to go through the same evidence trials that drug companies do. Really? Do you know that in 1938 and then passed in 1939, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act grandfathered the pharmacopoeia, the HPUS, the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States? And in that, it gave indications for use. If you followed them along the way, you were good to go. In fact, you're required by law to have indications for use that say relieve or, you know, a drug claim basically. You're required. If you're selling a homeopathic product considered a drug, according to FDA, you have to say what it's for, what it relieves. Okay. That's different than supplements that can basically make minimal structure function statements. But the FTC is not happy because homeopathy is making statements based on the law as it's written, but that's not good enough for the FTC because the FTC, that's the free speech police. Where's your free speech zone? Stand over there and basically put the muzzle on, pull the batteries out of your bullhorn because no one's allowed to hear you say what you know to be true according to the authoritative text in homeopathic medicine. Now, this is a question for the Trump to be. The Trump, it will be the Trump economy, the Trump at least four years. We hope he makes it to the time where he gets inaugurated, based on the crazy people calling all kinds of not even names, but the things that they're saying.
Calling for assassination, even.
They are. I mean, these are the liberals who are very tolerant and loving, except when you disagree with them. Then it's off with their head.
That reminds me of a meme that I posted where it says Trump, love Trump's hate involves a lot more assault and arson than I expected.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Right.
So this is a question for the Trump administration, because as head of the executive branch, he can put a stop to this. He can call in the FTC and say, enough of this bureaucratic oligarchy BS. When is it appropriate for the federal government to restrict your freedom of speech to speak truthfully and lawfully about a product that you're selling? Oh, wait a second, but this is commercial speech. This is not free speech. Commercial speech, that's different. There is no distinction in the Constitution for commercial speech. That's a fiction. That's a legal fiction. And here's where I don't go gaga, lady or man gaga, over Trump being president until we see what he does. Will he roll back the bureaucratic oligarchy and say, enough, freedom shall reign again in America? Because right now the FTC, is looking to see how do we enforce what we believe to be freedom of speech. That is freedom for drugs to say whatever the hell they want about what they are, but homeopathic products, not so fast. Because we say there's no scientific evidence that the product works. Wait a second. Who gets to decide what is scientific evidence? What's legitimate? The federal speech police? Yeah, that's what it is, folks. You have the emperor, you have the king, you have the queen, whoever's in the presidency, and if Trump doesn't roll this back, we're going to be calling him out. Because this is not a country of freedom anymore, especially and specifically when it comes to your freedom to choose the health care that you want, the healing that you want, the sustenance that you want, the supplements that you want, with all the communication intact, with the integrity that it's brought out in. Now, if somebody declares fraudulently, deceives you, you can go after them. But to have the federal police do this, the FTC, guess who they're doing it for? Not for the safety of the American public, but for the sales of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Let's call on Trump, who may be the first non-pharmaceutical president in a long time, to roll over the FTC and its attempts to limit your access, your knowledge, and your freedom to speak truthfully about homeopathic remedies. The question of the day is on a homeopathic remedy or two. After we come back from this break, that's what we're going to do.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, for all the crybabies and diaper wearers, adults, I mean, and I'm not talking about the elderly with Depends because they can't control their bladder. I'm talking about the weenie whiners. You're upset about Trump. Don't be upset about it. You know, be upset about your government prohibiting you from knowing that there are cures for cancer that would genuinely empower you, your family members, your loved ones, your friends, to overcome something so devastating and to do so in an affordable manner that won't bankrupt them, that doesn't require socialized medicine, that doesn't require an Obamacare. Or maybe that's why you're upset, because you only believe it's real when everybody is forced to participate in it. How about participating with freedom voluntarily, with no force and no fraud? But it seems like the left now has embraced violence. Maybe that's not a new thing. Maybe they hit it well. But and I don't mean it's everybody. I know we got some liberals with integrity, and we hear from some of them. But what you see out there are the worst of the worst. And maybe that is a George Soros-funded attempt to discredit liberalism, even though I don't think that's what he's trying to do. But if you're not offended by the government taking away your right to freedom of speech, I don't think you love liberty. I'm just saying. You like liberty only when it agrees with you. And that's not liberty, friends. All right, so let's go to you, the caller, the questioner, the writer to the website at robertscottbell.com, and answer what's on your mind.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, first question of the day does relate to homeopathy, since we opened with a little FTC attack on homeopathy. This is from Brenda. I started taking sepia, 200 CK, and lachesis, depending on where you're from, 200 CK.
but I'm unsure how often and how long I should be taking it for menopausal symptoms. Any advice? Thank you, Brenda. All right, first and foremost, it's the, what do we call it? The pop quiz of the day for Super Don. Do you remember what sepia is? Sepia. You
sepia,
love this one.
Sepia is the ink from the cuttlefish.
Yes, the inky juice of the cuttlefish.
Yay,
nicely done.
Hey, see, it only took me 11 years.
Did you look that up, or it was actually in your memory banks?
No, for whatever reason, I've remembered.
Sepia is often for depression, sadness, and it also works for a lot of menopausal symptoms. Also, lachesis. It's also utilized for hot flashes and things like that. And so at 200 CK, you're so far beyond the number of Avogadro, which is not an avocado, but it's the reference point when you dilute something beyond measure of any molecules of its original substance. It's an energy medicine. It definitely is.
Now, real quick, for people like me that still are not 100% on homeopathy, I've seen, there's different ways of measuring the potency.
Yeah.
And CK is actually a new one to me.
Well, it is confusing, and I can't really nail it in one segment because you've got C, like 200C, and then there's 200CK and 200K, and sometimes you're not sure which one they're referring to depending on what country they're in, honestly.
And you've also got X, right?
X as well, and then D, which is equivalent to X. So we've got listeners from all over the world, so I don't know where Brenda's from, but centesimal, that could be a hundredfold step, meaning you dilute 1 to 100, basically, one part of the homeopathic remedy with 99 parts of water, and shake it up and repeat that 200 times. Each time you're taking one part of that dilution to the dilution to dilution. So you're pretty diluted to the point where really nothing there in terms of molecules, although they probably could find a nanoparticle or two if they have the equipment that's sensitive enough. Centesimal, according to Korsakoff, of course, you're dealing with a whole different thing I can't get into right now. It references a Russian general who used battlefield techniques a long time ago to make homeopathy when he didn't have a lab. He was out in the battlefield. How was he going to make them? It's very interesting. Look up about Korsakoff, how he did that. So the question is, how often and how long? Well, bottom line is your body. Your system has to communicate to you. Your symptoms will communicate to you. And a remedy at the level of a 200, I'm tending to give less frequently, if at all, because my role and goal in terms of gently nudging the body out of chronicity, out of its chronic state of disease, means I'm going to utilize lower attenuations like 10x or 12x and give that daily or frequently throughout the day to get you through the symptoms and then ease you back out slowly and gradually, because most of these times, by the time you have menopause and it becomes a diseased form of menopause, not a healthy menopause, it's been decades in the making. So, in the case of a 200CK, you might take it once and wait a couple of weeks, wait a month, or you might wait a week. It depends on the homeopath. Yeah, I know it's confusing. But I would utilize a lower attenuation, more frequently at first, and daily, to back you out of it. Okay, Brenda? Let me know how you do, okay? We got a coconut oil comment after this.
The Robert Scottbell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scottbell Show.
Hi, Robert Scottbell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited. So go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. When you go there, you go, whose website is this? It looks different. Thanks to Captain Morgan. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Got any other ideas, send them on through. Sign up for email alerts as well there, robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I've been a big fan of coconut oil for a lot of years. And this is, you know, part of this segment, you know, I'd have to dedicate to Jerry Doyle again because of all the things we used to do on his show, particularly if you want to lose weight, eat more fat. But the fat phobics among us of the medical variety,
are just not giving up. Their fat phobia death cult just can't let it go. Just can't handle the fact that fat is not to be feared, that fat is to be embraced. Coconut oil isn't good for you after all, reads the headline at Fox News. For years, coconut oil has been heralded. I mean, they go on and say, oh, how great it is for everything, all of it. But it's really not good for you, is what they're saying. Like, really? What happened?
And, well, silly Robert Scott Bell.
What did I do?
Don't you realize that coconut oil is 92% saturated fat?
Yeah, that's why it's good for you, you doofus.
That's it. That's what they have to say.
Oh,
it's
my God.
American Heart Association, back at it again here.
Yeah, the AHA never met a heart that they didn't want to bypass. Oh, my gosh. Saturated fat. Remember that kind of fat? That's the kind of fat that the USDA and the AHA said, you get better limit because it's going to raise your LDL, the bad cholesterol. Run, bad cholesterol! Remember, yesterday's show, we mentioned it again. What is your brain made up of? Fat. Among the fats, cholesterol. You want to stay healthy and functioning well into old, old, old age and have all of your cognitive functions working still? You need saturated fat. You need cholesterol. And coconut oil is the cleanest form on the planet, just about, of any saturated fat you can get. You could be a vegetarian and you can get your saturated fat. But the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health says he's confused. Walter Willett there. He's an M.D.
I love the way that they say this because they pose this question. Mm-hmm. Despite its nutritional makeup, coconut oil has been touted online as good for your health. Why? And apparently Walter Willett, this guy from Harvard, and this guy, T.H. Chan School, his response to that is,
I don't know.
Got
I'm
me.
From Harvard. I don't have to know.
I don't understand.
Yeah, they're like, well, some of the saturated fat is shorter molecules, right? Short chain fatty acids. And it's better than saturated fat, dairy fat, right? Well, dairy fat, of course, if the dairy cows are being fed GMO grain and antibiotics and on and on and on, yeah, I'm arguing against that fat. Yes, I am. But healthy cows raised on grass, drinking milk with saturated fat in it, it might be good for you, right? I'm not saying you have to drink it, but we hope if you do, it's raw, it's real. And so they're saying, people are saying it's going to react or interact differently than saturated fat from other sources. No, it's pretty much saturated fat. I've never argued that it was different in that regard. But they're putting up, what do they call, a straw man? See, the people that are for it are saying it's going to be different than the other saturated fat. No, it's still saturated fat, but it's still good for you. Then they go in again to the good cholesterol, the HDL, and then they point out that, hey, there's a study that says HDL may not be as heart healthy as you thought. Really? Take it up with God. You know, cholesterol, low, high, it's all good for you.
You know, these doctors that are still trying to push this low fat is bad for you thing, they're like the scientific equivalent of like a flat earther, in my opinion.
I think you're right.
You know?
What's the bottom line? This is the takeaway. This is like the money shot so you understand the stupidity. I'm going to say it. Rank stupidity. They can't learn. They refuse to learn. They say coconut oil has some unique flavor, so it's quote-unquote reasonable to use it in special recipes. How's that special? When it's called for, says this Dr. Willett. But since it raises your bad cholesterol levels more than liquid plant oils do, you'd be better off cooking with, get this, canola, soybean, all genetically modified, and olive oils, which we love olive oil, but don't cook with it, folks. Please, eat it raw. Eat it raw. You heat that oil, it can break down too and be problematic. You heat canola oil, even if it's organic, you're going to break it down and it's not going to be good for you. But these Harvard doctors, these AHA dunderheads, they don't get it. Don't listen to them. Send them packing unless you want to have a bypass surgery in your lifetime because you listen to their dunderheaded ideas about fat. All right, I've had it with them. I've had it with them. How about the millennials? Trust issues. We don't have Captain Morgan for this, but we'll talk about it in her absence. Millennials apparently are more skeptical of pharma than older generations. I'm thinking that's pretty good, isn't it? But it looks like, and correct me if I'm wrong in this, this is a Fierce Pharma article. It seems to indicate that they are skeptical because it's too expensive. Not because it's toxic and can kill you, but because I would rather buy generic. This is what I'm getting from this article. Okay. Am I missing something here?
I think you're right, perhaps, that there are some people that look at it that way and they're skeptical because, but here's the thing. The skepticism about the high costs, I think, goes a little deeper than that, in that they are being skeptical of these big pharmaceutical companies because they realize that this is a for-profit, price gouging thing where they're more concerned about padding their pockets and their bottom line than they are about helping people.
Okay,
and that's I think that's a good skepticism to have.
So they're basically low on the information scale if that's what's causing them to be skeptical. Because that's right out there. That's like
it's one. Yeah,
that's
it's one
like
small
you're in
piece.
First grade and you figured that out. Hooray for you, millennials. You want to show me your skeptic street cred? Then you start looking at the fact that when it becomes socialized, if it were to, like under Bernie or Hillary, thank goodness they didn't win. That same skeptical, well, way you look at it, squirrely eye, oh, they're just out for profit, is going to be making even more money under a system that mandates everybody participate in it, and the government buys it, and you don't get to see the cost, but you can be damn sure that they're going to bleed the taxpayer, that's you, millennials that haven't figured this thing out, as much as anybody else in the system. And if your skepticism is not based on the fact that they are so patently, and I use that term purposefully, unscientific in treating what are known as chronic diseases, which unfortunately the millennials know more than any other generation prior at that age, and that those drugs do nothing to reverse those chronic diseases, nothing. That the entire system is based on acute trauma care, but they're fitting the square peg into the round hole and saying, well, we'll just keep applying these drugs and coming up with new ones to apply at any time in your life for any disease that you have, even if you've had it for 10, 15, 20 years, and even if it were caused by the drugs we gave you prior when it was so expensive that you cried, or now that it's generic, it's not any less toxic. And I'm not trying to be hard and tougher on millennials than anybody else, but this is a story about millennial skepticism. And I think they were the prime targets and the prime cheerleaders, correct me if I'm wrong, Super Don, for Bernie Sanders' brand of socialized medicine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. But, I mean, I don't know. I trying to find the silver lining on this, I think the fact that once somebody becomes skeptical of something, that is opening the door to them becoming more knowledgeable about the other aspects of something because now they're looking at it.
Look at you, always looking on the bright side.
You know what
of
I'm saying, though?
Yeah,
I mean, if somebody wasn't skeptical about it and they just accepted it as this is how it is, then they're getting hoodwinked. Yeah. But once you become skeptical about something, that means now you're looking at it more closely, and odds are they're going to probably learn more about the problem once they're looking into it.
Super Don bringing the vitamin L. I think I'm a little bit ornery tonight. I just feel it. And you're just lightening the mood, lifting me up.
Oh,
I'll
tell you what, an hour
here.
Ago I wasn't feeling that way.
Yeah,
I survived my Facebook feed one more day, and I'm just happy to be alive.
It was like tag up, like wrestling tag up. I tagged in, you tagged out, you tag in, I tag out, and you're bringing me back. All right, here's a good reason why millennials should be skeptical of Big Pharma. There's a new compound that's easing pain, like marijuana or cannabis, without the high. And I'm like, wait a second, don't we already have that? It's called CBD, cannabidiol. But no, according to this article on Medical News Today, it's not. It's a drug. It's a synthetic drug. It's called CB1 PAM, P-A-M. And it targets CB1 receptors. How did they figure this out? Well, they did cruel and unusual things to rats. No, they didn't tickle them. That would have been really nice by comparison. They gave them chemotherapy. Why? Because they knew the chemotherapy would damage their nerve cells and make them hypersensitive to pain.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Cruel and unusual to rats. Go back to tickling them.
Jeez.
And they did this, and then they said, all right, let's flood them with this CB1 PAM drug, a synthetic compound derived from, you know it, cannabis. And, oh, lo and behold, look, it works. It seems to have taken them out of that hypersensitivity to pain that we caused in the first place by giving them chemo, which, by the way, is the standard medical monopoly treatment for cancer in America. And if you possibly do put out a homeopathic remedy to do what they claim chemo does and actually do it, and you actually say it, even if it's in the Materia Medica and the Pharmacopeia, the FTC will come after you, fine you, tell you to return all the money associated with the sales of your products. Because we live in the freest country on the planet, Medical America. We already have something for this. Yet, of course, it's never good enough. Millennials, are you listening? It isn't because it costs too much. It's because it's toxic. It's because it's in a monopoly. It's because there's a patent on it. And then guess what? Your federal institutions, FDA, FTC, etc., run roughshod over the American people and any company who would dare speak free speech. Who would dare say the truth that CBD already does what the CB1 PAM drug does. Can relieve intense pain, chill your nerves in a good, happy, loving way without psychoactivity, without addiction, without a negative downside over time. But it's not patented, and guess what? It's sold as a dietary supplement, so they can't tell you all the things I can tell you about it because I don't sell anything here. Well, you can buy my book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal. There's a lot of information about CBD there. And you can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Speaking of millennials, how about millennial Swedish women? Do they have a gripe? And do we legitimize it? Next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless
regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm telling you, you got to see it. I'm looking at it too for the first time today. The Robert Scott Bell Show website cleaned it up. It looks mighty pretty. And thanks to Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer. Let's see, I'm looking at all this. The question of the day is right there jumping out. Got pictures of coconuts and Tara Mann with Captain Morgan at the Hearthlight event and her husband.
And it
Steve
looks like
there.
A very angry lady screaming at a telephone.
Where's that? Oh, yeah. That must be. Ooh, yeah, that's about what we're going to enter right here. As I scroll down, just want to see what else we got here. Truth About Cancer, Ultimate Live Symposium, restreaming for free. Links are up in the show notes, robertscabell.com. We'll talk to you more about that soon. Let's see, is the upcoming event there? Yeah. Unlock the Power to Heal with RSB at the Health Basket, 2 p.m., 17th of December. Integrative Lifestyle Forum with Mandala Integrative Medicine, January 7th in Davenport, Iowa. That's there. And the Best Answer for Cancer, April 27th through 29th in San Diego, California. So we got a few events they're adding for next year already. So check it out. So why is there a picture of this lady screaming into a phone? And it has to do with the Swedish bikini team, does it not? I'm hoping. Does it? Am I wrong there?
No. Oh. I'm sorry.
You're
it's
right.
Not
it's a no woman bikinis. In Sweden with a headscarf. Well, that kind of just breaks the mood. All right. See, you know, we can't be men anymore. And according to this article, we can't mansplain either. Have you ever heard of mansplaining?
You know what? I hadn't. I saw it for the first time today with this article, and I was like, okay, so what is mansplaining? And I spent probably a good hour. Yeah. I got sucked into a bunch of, like, articles and videos and all this stuff. And if we go to the show notes there on robertscottbell.com, Captain Morgan did a very good job here. It's a word. It's a portmanteau.
What?
Which is a combination of two words put together.
Oh,
so man and explaining. And here's the definition. Mm-hmm. Mansplaining is when a man explains something to a woman without being asked, particularly something which she might already know more about than the man. So
is this the male equivalent of when the female nags?
No, it's not. No. It's like if a man speaks to a woman in a condescending way and talking to her and explaining something that woman could very possibly be more knowledgeable about than the man, that's called mansplaining.
I think it's a man without a woman at that point. Right? Woman's going to go, no, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, and I've heard some people argue that point, that, you know, it's I don't know, dude. It really, it kind of messed me up.
What, did you find yourself guilty of mansplaining?
You know
without
what?
Without a license?
But here's the thing. Everybody has the ability to be that way.
Everybody.
Are you kidding me? People.
We don't call it woman-splaining, do we?
People are people. And do men do this more than women?
Maybe.
According,
listen to this. According to the American Psychological Association, men tend to overestimate their intelligence to a much greater degree and extent than women.
And you know what they call that?
What?
It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect. And I'm familiar with that.
Somebody
feels like they are more knowledgeable or qualified than they actually really are. But you know what? Everybody does that. It's not relegated to just one gender. And to me, I am offended by this.
Okay.
Not that I'm crawling, want to go play blow bubbles or something,
yeah,
be able to feel better. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, look, people are people. And it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, what race you are, what gender preference you have, or whatever like that. People have the ability to be a jerk. And somebody who does that, yeah, okay, you know, it's not cool. They're kind of a, you know, you may not like it, and so you just tell them to shut up,
and move on
with your day.
Is this like the intellectual equivalent to man spreading? Like, you know, sitting down in a subway chair where it's crowded, and you just like you throw your legs wide so no one else can sit near you. But it's the intellectual equivalent.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. But apparently, I guess in Sweden, they've created a hotline so that women can call up and be counseled if they're being affected by mansplaining.
Well, what if we put them to work here, talking to all the whimpering, whining, Play-Doh playing.
I don't know. Is this really a problem?
Listen.
We need a female perspective on this.
Right. And, of course, if you're married, you're even more qualified because, of course, you just slap your husband down and go, oh, come on, honey. I already knew that, right? I already knew that. All right, folks, we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing here tonight, and Tara Mann's going to join us from Cancer Crackdown. We've got some prenatal stress stories as well because, as you know, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it
was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.